for l'exemple, Pierre, these are indicated. It is 09/12/2022. Dictation is for Miss Veronica Pego. Pego spells P-A-G-E-L. Veronica spells V-E-R-O-N-I-C-A. Date of birth is 09/27/1970. This is a 51-year-old female here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph, Miss Pego has a history of chronic pain, secondary to inflammatory arthritis, depression. Recent tests, recent positive COVID on 8. On 8/30/2022. Is there for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill period? She stated since she was last seen, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, social, surgical, or emergency care. Next paragraph, review system patients. Today, a patient complains of pain and pressure in her right maxillary and frontal sinus region. She says she has a history of sinusitis and symptoms are similar. So this has been going on for over a week and is worse today. She says she's been taking over the counter medication and just can't shake the pressure pain that she's having right now, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert-oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 142/89, pulse 112, respiration 18, temperature 96.8, period. Next paragraph, face, tender, left maxillary and frontal sinuses. Next paragraph, nose, green discharge, congested erythematous and edematous turbinates, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, period. Next paragraph. No respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, no use of accessory muscles, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm, open parentheses, she's tachycardic, close parentheses, patient reports use of over-the-counter cough and cold medication, and this may be responsible for a tachycardia. Next paragraph, respiration 18, next paragraph, temperature 98.8, period, next paragraph. Face tender, maxillary and frontal sinuses. Next line, nose congested with green discharge. Erythematous and edematous turbinates, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, no rebound, no guarding, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microes or papules, no vesicles, emboli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, full range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgia gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, time 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute sinusitis, assessment number 2 is depression, assessment number 3 is chronic inflammatory arthritis. Next paragraph, COVID test was done today. Patient's COVID test was negative. She was given the following medication in the clinic today. 1, dexamethasone, 10 milligrams. 2, lincomycin, 300 milligrams, IM. She was observed in clinic for an additional 10 to 15 minutes after which she was reevaluated. She reports no side effects from the medication and says she's beginning to feel a little better, period. Next paragraph, patient's medication was refilled as follows. Cymbalta, 60 milligrams. She will take one pill BID for 30 days, number 60. Next medication, tramadol, 50 milligrams. She will take one pill BID for 30 days, number 60. She was also prescribed Zitromax, 250 milligrams, 2 PO now, then 1 PO daily until gone, number 06. Next medication, prednisone, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 5 days, number 05. Next paragraph. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. She was advised to avoid over-the-counter cough and cold medication and just take the Zitromax and prednisone that I gave because the cough and cold medication are causing her to be tachycardic. Please include tachycardia in her diagnosis. End of rotation.